How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends.
With Susie Ruffle and Tom Allen.
Yep.
Correct. Fact.
Fact. And this week we'll be talking about diaries.
Dear diary.
Dear diary. Have you ever kept a diary, Susie?
I did for a while as sort of a teenager to sort of write down all of my angsty thoughts in.
Oh, did you? Did you keep it locked?
Yes, I did. And I wrote like on the outside, like, you know, don't look inside or else you'll die or something.
Keep out. Susie's diary.
Susie's big thoughts about the world.
Did you keep it under the bed or something?
Probably, I'd have thought so, yeah.
I bet you did.
Probably would have written lots of things about boys that I was pretending to fancy and how I felt about losing my virginity. That would be like the two big topics.
Big topics.
Two big topics. Yeah. It would feel like... Because I would usually write it when I was in bed after I'd read something like Judy Blume.
Did you read Judy Blume?
I loved Judy Blume. Judy Boom.
Judy Booms.
Judy Booms. Judy Blume. Loved her.
Oh, I've never read any of hers because she was strictly banned in our school.
Was she? Why?
I think, well, I remember at primary school, some girls reading her and it was banned. You shouldn't be reading that.
Yeah, she had...
Was it about abortions or something?
No, people had sex. I think the boy called his penis Ralph or something. It was quite weird.
Oh, yes, I remember that. See, I would have liked to have read that, but I think at that time I was so kind of confused about, like, what I was allowed to like and what I wasn't allowed to like. I was gravitated towards, like, would have wanted to read Judy Blume.
Well, yes.
But had to sort of, like, read other things.
Well, like Goosebumps.
Yes, I did read that. And Point Horror.
Yeah, I couldn't read Point Horror because then I wouldn't be able to sleep. Mum took it away from me.
Oh.
Again.
The cheerleader and the babysitter.
What happened? Did they always just die?
No, I think they were always just chased around the house. They were quite... No, I mean, I don't know.
Did people die in Point Horror? Probably not. They probably just got quite scared.
I think there was always a ghost of like a guy in the same year who died like last year, who was dating like the lead cheerleader, and yet he wasn't actually dead. He just hidden in the woods.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like kind of Scooby-Doo in the end, they just pull off a face and it's
actually scary. Yeah, no one dies really.
Oh, that's a pity.
Yeah. I also remember reading Anne Digby, The Big Swim of the Summer, which is a lovely story about a teenage girl who entered a swimming competition. I can't remember what happened beyond that, but I remember making myself reading it and actually getting really into it.
Wow.
I think that was around about year five, year six.
Oh, bless you. You're so adorable.
No.
I would love to have known Tiny Tom.
Oh, I wish you had. You could have talked to him about books. weird.
I don't keep a diary anymore. Do you ever keep a diary?
Yes. Yeah, quite often if something like major's happened, then something interesting, I always think, yeah.
When do you write it?
I try and write it, you know, of an evening. Mm-hmm. Or maybe on a train or something. But a lot of the time I forget to do it, or I just sort of jot it down. Because it's always difficult to know how much detail to include in a diary. That's what I think.
I always write, if I'm ever writing one, like I would occasionally write one for, like, you know, if you ever do, there's a book called The Artist Way.
Of course.
Which you introduced me to, and they suggest you do sort of morning pages.
Oh, yeah, but then, well, how did you find that?
I found it dull. See, I think that it's the part of me that is just a performer, because I sort of make up lies in my own diary so that when I read it back, it's more interesting. And I know that I did it as a child.
You're only fooling yourself there, Susie.
But I just think, well, if I die and someone gets hold of this, I want to make my life seem more gripping.
Oh, I always think that. What
been.
If somebody finds this? And then I think, what's worse, if nobody finds this? It's just for nobody. But I think with the morning pages, yes. Because for listeners who aren't familiar with this, morning pages where you're supposed to write three pages, stream of consciousness, as soon as you wake up, so don't censor it, write whatever you want. All I used to write was just like, oh, God, can't believe how tired I am again. Oh, God, I'm so lazy. Oh, God, why is my handwriting so bad? Oh, God. And just spiral into this negativity, which she goes, oh, but don't worry, you'll work through that. And I thought, well, I don't think I will. I've been doing it for 3 or 4 months or whatever.
Yeah, I did it for a while when we were going up to Edinburgh. And then when we were at Edinburgh together and I was doing it in our little flat. But I don't actually think it was that useful for me. I think I sort of assumed that I'd start doing my morning page and then all of a sudden become an incredible writer. But it didn't really happen. I just sort of...
I think it's
had an achy hand by the time I start my writing for the day.
It can be good to sort of build a relationship with yourself that's kind of more positive, but I think it takes time that. And I think, you know, she lives, the woman who wrote it, Julia Cameron, and my friend Eleanor and I always sort of do impressions of her. There's a bit where she's like, just go out and, you know, rent a house down by the beach. And you're like, what are you talking about? Like,
I live in Bromley with my mum and dad.
I live in Bromley with my mum and dad. Shh, don't tell people that. I want these listeners to think I'm a success.
You are a success.
I am.
I'm saying that I live in Bromley with your mum and dad.
But like, she was married to Martin Scorsese, or maybe still is married to Martin Scorsese. And you go, well, of course you can go down the beach and rent a house and just live there with a typewriter. There's a bit as well where she says, like, don't read anything. Have a break from reading. And you go, what? I can't read any. What? I can't read email. Like, I can't read a bus timetable.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of a bit. It's a bit like that. There's one episode where she goes, just go outside. I went outside once. I climbed a mountain and I found a cat and I just started talking to a cat. And now I always think we should all go out and just talk to our cat. You're like, what are you talking about?
You're mad.
I've got a tax bill to pay.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but anyway, sorry, diaries. What were you saying?
No, that was just it. I want my life to be more of a gripping read.
Well, like Oscar Wilde said, I always read my diary on trains because I like something salacious to read, or I like something outrageous to read.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good quote from me, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I'd be really thrilled that you brought that up and so succinctly
quoted
him. He said
something like...
we're all in the ground, but some of us are looking at star things.
Something like that. I think you have to... For me, I've realised as well, it's writing down the little incidental details. So it's like writing down, like, you know, so not trying to cover everything in your day. I used to try and do that as a child and then get really tired. Yeah. Trying to write down every detail. Like, and it would always start with, woke up.
Yeah. Had Weetabix.
Yeah. Things like that. I suppose are endearing, but no one published them. But I think it's just that, just taking a moment of just like, saw a man on the way into the building today. He'd doffed his hat. I noticed that his hat was made of leather.
But then I'm like, it'd be way more interesting if tomorrow I say, I think that man's killed someone.
Oh, yeah, like, saw the man again. I think he must have killed someone.
I think he must have killed someone. Like, that's far more interesting.
But that's the stuff you should concentrate on, I think, because I always try and write about my feelings, and then as soon as I write about my feelings always spiral into, like, can't believe how much an idiot I am. Oh, my God, who do you think you are writing this diary? God, you're such an idiot. No one reads diaries. Oh, you're such a... No wonder they bullied you at school. That sort of thing. And it's never conducive to...
It's hugely positive for you.
It's not always. So the better ones have been the ones that haven't. But I have written quite a lot of them now, so...
I've heard you read diaries on stage before and it was very funny.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I quite like to... Yeah,
just about incidental things that have happened.
Yes, yeah, that I do enjoy doing that. Yeah, that's what I learnt, is that the incidental things are... Yeah, funnier than... I think I should do more. Actually, I will do more of it.
Do more of it, Tom.
I think there's something quite honest about somebody when you have a book in front of you that you can just kind of talk about something quite mundane.
Yes, that's very
true. And all
true.
The sort of snobberies that come out and the little kind of, you know, noticing kind of... Just, I don't know what like a certain woman does with her neck curtains or something.
Yeah. Sort of... I've started... So this is slightly different to diaries, but I've taken a pen pal.
Have you?
Yeah, I've taken a pen pal. Who is a guy who I used to do drama with as a teenager.
Yes.
Also gay. And
to be honest, I don't think you actually needed to say that.
Okay, fair enough.
We're filling in between the lines.
And he lives in Berlin now, and he put on Facebook, what? Less likes, more letters.
Oh, sort
of that's this a... thing being like, does anyone want to become a pen friend? I like to spend too much time in this sort of vortex of Facebook.
Yes.
I'd far prefer have someone to...
I think that's so true. I was just about to say about Facebook and how that sort of reduces everything down into just sort of like positive, like, oh my God, I'm having such a great time.
Yeah, and you're like, and you're not. Your life's spiraling out of control.
Tell us about what you're feeling and tell us about some of the vulnerabilities and the nuances.
Don't tell me about your feelings because...
Well, I suppose it's always that thing of like when people start telling you about like, I feel this, and it's always like an extreme.
Yeah.
There's no room
it's like,
for the
guys,
details.
I can't believe this has happened again. Oh, this has happened, that's happened. And now I can't, I've lost my card. And then because of that, I can't find my car keys. And then
asterisk, sigh, asterisk.
Sad face.
I can't bear all of that.
No.
Like, no one wants to read about your sighing.
No.
And also putting asterisk around something doesn't make it a stage direction. Anybody who studied drama knows stage directions go in brackets. Asterisks. It's nonsense.
It is nonsense, you're right.
But yeah, all that sort of thing, like, it's just sort of self-pitying, whereas I think a diary can be a bit more like, I feel this today.
Yeah.
And it's got an authority, it's got a sort of confidence with it.
So my friend that I'm now writing to...
That's lovely, yes.
It's really nice. I've written on one letter each so far, I've just posted mine.
Oh.
And it's quite... it's nice.
It is so nice to do that because there's space just to write about your feelings that day.
Yep.
And a better letter, it always has that sort of, what is it? It should feel like a conversation but written down. Like it has all that ephemera in it, but it doesn't have all that dirgy bullshit.
Yeah.
Can we say bullshit?
I don't know. I don't know if we're allowed to swear on here.
Oh, fuck off. But I do think, yeah, there's all that sort of, I don't know, just sort of oversimplification. I think there should be more room for that sort of artistry of like, yeah, I'm just communicating with you. What was that film as well about letters? 84 Charing Cross Road with Judi Dench and Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, I've not seen it. Tell
us. Sad. It's sad. But it's about, he's a bookseller and I think she buys the books. She lives in America and he lives on Charing Cross Road. Is it Judi Dench now I say that?
Some is it Meryl Streep?
I think Meryl Streep was too young. I think she was too busy gallivanting around doing Death Becomes Her at that point.
Oh, God. Great times.
Great. Those were the days, weren't they?
Weren't they just?
But she was kind of... Yeah, it's sort of all about they just sort of write loads of letters. I like that.
I love that. I love letters.
Have you ever written a love letter?
Well, the old ball and chain and I will leave each other letters quite frequently.
Letters or post-it notes?
Well, a mixture of the two. Sometimes letters. She put a letter in my bag when I went up to the festival when I arrived, which is very sweet.
Oh, that's nice. Did you find it under a squash banana?
Yeah, that sort of thing, yeah. in between some drawers and a squash banana.
The things you pack.
I know, great times.
Oh, that's so nice. That's romantic.
Which is sweet, but I've got a book, Love Letters of Great Men and Women.
Oh.
That was sort of inspired by I think the first film of Sex and the City.
Of course. She talks a lot about
love letters. And they're sort of quite brilliant. Like, you know, you sort of think that, like, I've read letters that my granddad wrote to my nan during the Second World War.
Oh, really? Oh, that is nice.
He was a Royal Engineer. And that meant that he like sort of blew up bridges and things.
Wow.
So what he was doing was sort of quite secretive. So they could never have sort of a postage stamp about where he'd been. So he always had to be very, very vague.
Oh.
So he'd just say things like, woke up this morning.
Oh, sounds like what I wrote in my diary.
Very similar to had Weetabix, went to school. and just like, oh, you know, I'm missing you. It's quite dark today. It's getting cold.
Oh.
Can't wait to be home. I wish I was home now.
And actually, you can tell because you know the context. There's so much more charge with it.
Oh,
you go,
God.
What must he have been thinking? You know,
this could be, you know, the last correspondence they ever received from each other.
Beautiful about that. That very much of that era, isn't it? Like Brief Encounter or something. That idea of like the thing. If you've seen Brief Encounter, which if you haven't, you may as well never listen to this again. But where if near the end, do you see it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
And she can't. She can't speak her mind
because
somebody's walked in and she has, and it's all very, oh, it's so moving to do that. But that is so lovely, isn't it? Those sort of, that era.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously tortured as well.
Yes, of course. But there's something that's become quite romanticised about that whole era, hasn't it?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I'm like, sure the people there would be like, actually, no, it was horrible.
I worry that I've told this story before.
Oh, God, here we go.
About my nan being at the,
Oh, in the factory.
In the factory. Have I told this before?
Tell it again. It's a nice story. You know, it's getting up for Christmas. I always like to hear an old story retold.
I mean, it's not Christmas yet, Tom.
Well, I'm putting up my decorations tomorrow.
You're not.
Of course.
Of course you're not.
I think there's people
your
who
mother
like, first
simply
in
wouldn't allow it.
There are people who in like November put up their Christmas lights.
Yeah, I know. There's some near my mum and dad's. They put their lights up outside.
You need to see somebody. You need to talk about something.
Attraction.
It looks like a fairground. I'm sorry. I don't know what you think this is. Yes. Anyway.
Well, the long and the short of it is, the granddad was away, and they had been only communicating from letters, and he had malaria when he was in the North African campaign. And like Cheryl, so many similarities between him and Cheryl. And he was in Dunkirk. And then the long and short of it is Nanny was in the factory. The D-Day happened. And the man came in and said, the boat's coming home from France. And she knew that my granddad was in France. All the women sort of ran down to the port. And my granddad and my nan were looking for each other, and they found each other.
Can you imagine?
Her up and swung around, and they kissed, and then they got to go home and live as man and wife, which is what they've been wanting to do since the beginning of the war.
Yeah.
Which means it's not much about it's not much about diaries, but they did sort of keep letters.
Well, I suppose up until that point it was, I suppose.
Kind of. I guess a letter in some respects is sort of a shared diary.
Yeah. Yes, in yes. That is true. Yeah, I often think like, well, it's always written as Dear Diary, actually, isn't it? Why is that? Is it like, did someone set that precedent?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't actually write that because I'm not, you know, in Judy Blume.
But I don't even know what I write. Probably the date.
I just write the date, yeah. I sometimes underline it, as I was always taught to do.
At school, with yeah. a ruler?
Yeah, yeah.
And do then you the write title it at your desk?
Yeah, wherever I've got, really. I sometimes find a small diary a bit... Sometimes people have given me, like, smaller books, and they can be a bit fiddly to write in. I kind of like a bigger diary, a bigger book.
But do you write more about your aspirations, or more... Is it more...
Maybe I should, actually.
Is it more like a wish list, or more like a...
More like a record of what I mean. I'm not talking about. By the way, we should point out we're not talking like Wednesday the 11th, 11 a.m. dentist.
No, one of those diaries. Sort of...
But I think more is just a record.
A record.
Oh, that's such a record. If I had to explain that to somebody who's just learning English, I wouldn't be able to explain that.
No, neither would I, but luckily neither of us have been asked to become
TEFL teachers. TEFL teachers, non-stick. But the teacher with a frying pan, that'd be a good joke. That would work.
It would work.
That would work.
Offer it to Tim Vine.
Okay. Is that sort of Tim Viney, do you think?
Well, yeah, sort of one-liners, no?
One-liners like that.
Yeah, Tim Vine's a comedian, if you don't know. He's very funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if people don't know who he is, then really. What are we talking about?
A record, not a record.
I write it as a record of my day. Just so I can remember, like, oh, I'd forgotten that I had Weetabix that morning. Oh, I'd forgotten that conversation I had with so-and-so. Oh, I forgot I felt that. You know, and I think that's all, again, part of the nuances that...
I found a diary relatively recently from my childhood. Oh. And I was writing in it about how much I loved the Spice Girls. Which I know is really funny. I know it's really funny. I get it.
Hemingway, eat your heart out.
Quite, okay? Adrian Mole, take a step back, okay? And it was so intense.
Was it?
So intense. I sort of forgot how... It was the Spice Girls and Leonardo DiCaprio. They were the two my two sort of obsessions as
a child.
Both,
I would say, quite androgynous.
Both very androgynous. And I was desperate to meet the Spice Girls. Like, I know it's,
which
it's
your favorite
so
Spice
funny.
Girl?
Sporty. I mean, go figure, right?
No, I didn't want to say anything. But
I saw her a little while ago.
Did you?
Oh, be still my beating heart. I saw her walking down Camden High Street with a yoga mat under her arm, and I thought, God, I'd love to.
She never goes anywhere without one.
Bet she doesn't. She's doing all those backward flips and things. I suppose she's getting older, isn't she?
What must Jerry say about that? She must be like, okay, that's my thing, but if you want.
Well, she always did a backwards walkover in all of the videos, Sporty Spice.
Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah, she was very into it, Tom. Very into
it.
Oh,
if anything, Jerry took it from her.
Well, Jerry's very into yoga. I'm not sure if it's the same thing, but either way, she carries a mat with her.
She carries a mat with her.
And I still feel the same.
She's tired. She just likes to sit down.
She's a little lay down. But I still felt this sort of strange rush.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was maybe like 8 or 9 when they first appeared.
Mm.
And they were sort of massive into love.
If you
want to
be my lover, I've got to get with my friends.
Just like that, but slightly less high-pitched, actually.
Slightly less Women's Institute.
But I just adored them. And the diary was just like... I'd do anything to meet the Spice Girls. I love them. They're so brilliant.
I'd do anything to meet the Spice Girls.
Anything that they were on, I'd buy like pencil case, magazines. Like
Candace.
Everything just counted. Yeah, I was so obsessed by them.
Why didn't you go up and say hello to her?
She was walking past. I was having a tea. I mean, I don't want to be that person. I'm a 29-year-old woman. I don't want to run down the road after a Spice Girl and let them know how they changed my life.
Excuse me, Mel, can I just say...
I'm a huge fan.
Is she nice, though?
I've heard from people that she's lovely.
Yeah.
Which is great.
That's good to know, isn't
it? Really good to know.
Really good. I really like that song she did with Bryan Adams. Baby, when you're gone, when you're gone.
She also did a really good song with Lisa Lefto Lopez from TLC.
Oh, what was the song she did about that?
Things will never be the same again. Did you mean that's not how it goes? But that is...
Okay, because what you sang there did sound vaguely familiar, but maybe...
Well, I think that one line was right. But I can't remember how it goes after that. Happy friends, things will never be the same again. This is the beginning, it's not the end.
Why doesn't she do a bit more of that, Mel?
I don't know. She was in Jesus Christ Superstar playing Mary Magdalene. Do you mean I'm still keeping tabs on her, quite clearly.
God, what's she going to do next? Appear up in a Miss Marple or something? That'd be the next step for her, wouldn't it?
I'd love it.
Or a fashion range. I'd buy her trainers, wouldn't you?
Probably. Sporty Spices.
Yeah.
Why not?
Sporty shoes.
Sporty shoes.
I mean, I'm not, you know.
Did you have any obsessions when you were younger?
David Duchovny from The X-Files. And
oh, yeah. Okay. Why? What was the...
I don't know. I really like The X-Files.
It's coming back, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like the boat sailed a bit.
Yeah, probably.
But I just used to love it. I used to love that sort of outsider, like, mystery. At the around about the same time that the song Children came out.
A lot of this podcast this week has been us singing down the microphone.
I hope I haven't overstepped the PRS anyway. It'll be dealt with.
Heaven forfend.
But, yes, and Spaceman. It was all very, like, 90s. Do you remember? Yeah. All that sort of, like, oh, things could be so much... You know, I wonder what's... out there. Still like that.
We should do an episode on conspiracy theories.
I would love that.
Maybe next week.
Great, let's write it down.
Write that down.
Was there a question at the beginning of this?
I did ask you whether you had any obsessions.
Oh, David Duchovny from The X-Files. I feel like there were other ones as well. You know, the signs were always there. Probably people from Neighbours and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, there was a girl called Shauna in Neighbours that I had a real big crush on. Just because she had short hair, I think. And I just sort of thought, oh my God, a girl with short hair. How very exciting.
How does she do it?
Just scissors.
Yeah, turns out. Just scissors.
Just scissors.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to read that diary when it comes out. What's your, because we do have a format feature which we're slavishly sticking to.
Yes, top and bottom.
Top and bottom. What's your top diarist? Who's your top diarist?
My top diarist? Oh, Anne Frank?
Good one. Noble. Very
Noble.
Good.
Read it. I've read it.
Yeah.
Great book.
Yeah, very inspiring book.
Very inspiring.
I would say top diarist for me is Alan Bennett.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Who I think is what I talk about memories and stuff. I think he says, and I might be wrong, he says old people should be emptied of their memories before they die. Which I think is a very beautiful sentiment,
yes.
Isn't it? You know, like that idea of like the things we go through. They should be recorded. They are.
Yes.
A bit like when you watch things like Who Do You Think, What Do You Think You Are, as I like to call it.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to do that.
So interesting.
So interesting. Who, and Kenneth Williams as well.
I've never read any of his. What are they like?
Acid Drops. Very good. You sort of get a sort of see behind his persona a bit and see.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the unhappiness, really, but it's still
just
interesting.
A clown.
The Tears of a Clown.
Because I love reading autobiographies, and I suppose they're like diaries to a degree, aren't they?
Yes, I suppose they are. They're
sort
sometimes
of bits
a bit.
You choose.
That's what I always think. They're a bit more.
And Noel Coward actually published his, I think, present indicative. Was that, or was that the autobiography, or was that a diary? I don't know. Who's your bottom diarist?
Oh, I don't think I have one.
No, it's hard, isn't it?
It's really hard. I don't think this top and bottom thing's going to have to be able to carry on.
I thought it was a great, well, you came up with it.
I know, I did,
just
Tom. I
running
had some
with
great
it.
Ideas, but maybe it's had its moment.
Like all of us. But, Something to write in the diary.
When to do the podcast. Okay, Tom, so to finish your show, could you give us a diary of your day today, please?
Yes, of course. I woke up at 9:30, mm-hmm. Went back to sleep, woke up again at 10:30. I had a late night. I didn't get back till very late last night from work, from gigging. Got up, put on the Food Network, made myself some scrambled eggs. My mum came in. We talked a bit about how the rest of the day is going to go. Then I got ready. Mm-hmm. Oh, then I cleaned the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Then I got ready. Then I got on a train. The train was cancelled, although not cancelled, just not running. I was very angry. I found it very difficult to contain my ire. The lady, who I know it's not her fault, but she does work for the company, so who else can I talk to? I had a very stern word with her about the train that was cancelled. She said, you can get the Jubilee line from Waterloo East instead. I said, okay. I still tweeted the phone company. They said they were acting on the advice of Network Rail.
And then you met me.
And then I met you, and actually I felt a lot calmer. What about yours?
I got up at 8:30.
Ooh, show off.
Had Shreddies with hot milk.
Hot milk?
I know. And a little bit
on
of sugar.
On the hob?
On the hob. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness me.
How
it's
decadent.
Like Downton Abbey, isn't it, in your house?
Went to hot yoga.
Oh, is there anything not heated?
I only managed an hour because I feel a bit rough today.
Yeah.
And then went home, had a shower, went to my friend Lou's. We talked about some comedy things, tried out some new ideas on each other. That was quite fun.
That's great.
Had a cheese baguette from Pratt.
Oh.
They're nice. Came and met
granary
you.
Granary or?
Yeah, granary.
Good.
Came and met you.
Thanks.
And now we're going to go and have dinner and then we're both going to our gigs.
Yep. Oh, yeah. But I don't think, the diary can't include the future, can it?
Mine does.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then I won an Oscar.
Well, that's the end of our diaries then.
Well, yeah. Thank you for listening. And please do join in.
I just knocked the microphone.
And I didn't know whether to say tune in or join us. So I said tune in.
Dune in.
Dune in.
Dune in.
Do June in next week.
Do. And yes, tune your little radiograms to us. And,
next week. And maybe write a diary.
Write a diary. Everybody should write a diary. Or write a letter. If I get a letter, I'll write back.
Oh, me too.
All right. Deal.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.